fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
September 25th, 2022, Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.com and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. That will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 518-906-1859. That number again is 518-906-1859 every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.com and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Standard Time. And yes, this is the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert and traveling health provider. For many of my patients, I just took them down to get stem cells in Mexico, and they're thing. And but, you know, if I'm flying in an airplane, I can't do the show if I'm flying on Sunday during the show, or if I'm traveling. So sometimes I've missed a couple of Sundays. Please bear with Dr. Johnny. Be patient. Today I will give you extensive report on all the developments going on. You may have seen, you know, your gas prices are cheaper at the pump. Well, you know, elections are coming, okay? And the Democrats don't want you to think that they're causing a, you know, an inflation or, you know, rising prices or anything like that. So now that the election's coming, you'll see the gas prices go down. I was just at the pump today here in Texas, and it was like less than $2. It was $1.98. Well, let me see. Per gallon, it was $2.98, and then for diesel, it was like less than $4. It was $3.98. So it's amazing, you know, how politics play on the prices and try to change your mind about things, because voting's coming up, and so they all want you to vote Democrat because, hey, you know, Big Pharma, they like Democrat because, you know, they keep pushing the jab. And, of course, the defense industry loves the Democrats because they get more wars and defense contracts going. And, you know, the transportation, the oil companies like the Democrats because, you know, they get to raise the gas prices from now and then, except when there's an election. We got one coming up next month, folks. You know, on November. So today I will give all the developments going on. I'll focus quite a bit on China, since there has been a coup to depose Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping, with a military takeover. More details are emerging about this story, but let's first look at the backdrop of what's going on. The Khazarian Mafia and their slave countries are secretly trying to negotiate peace with the Planetary Liberation Alliance, but their offers are being ignored, the White Dragon Society sources say. Instead, Russia is demanding the abolition of the Federal Reserve Board while China is preparing to invade Taiwan. Russian FSB and Asian Secret Society sources say that since the coup this past week, Xi is no longer in charge of the military, and that will not, like I said, this is developing right now, but Xi is under house arrest. Meanwhile, the undeclared civil war in the West has taken an ominous turn as MI6 discovers Queen Elizabeth was murdered with a directed energy weapon by the Khazarian Mafia. This is why the British military and intelligence apparatus have decided to ally themselves with Russia and China against the Khazarian Mafia, you know, the cabal, the deep state, the globalists, the Illuminati, whatever one you want to call them. Also, the global elites attending the funeral of Queen Elizabeth were briefed by the alliance on the upcoming collapse of their governments and banking systems, which will lead to the debt relief of the people. So payday's coming for all of us, folks. Better days are ahead, but we got to go through this trial by fire first. There's also major underworld action in Japan, Indonesia, and elsewhere as the Khazarian Mafia rule worldwide continues its collapse. They fought back with two earthquakes last week, one in Taiwan and the other one off the coast of Mexico near Manzanillo, in hopes of setting off a tsunami. Well, the tsunami didn't really happen. So the cabal is not leaving without a fight. These are not civilized people. They are Satan worshipers, and any deal they make will not be honored. They break their word every single time. Putin turned down the offer to Russia made by the Khazarian mafia agent posing as Pope Francis. The fake Pope flew last week, a week or so ago, to the Congress of Leaders of the World and Traditional Religions in Kazakhstan's capital of Astana, and also begged for meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Archbishop Kirill, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church. Pope Francis was not met. Of course, he's a fake pope, all right? The pope offered to give away the Donetsk and the Luhansk regions in the Ukraine to make a peace deal, according to the Russian FSB sources. You know, FSB is the new KGB these days, just in case you're wondering when I keep saying FSB. That's the modern KGB, you know, the Russian secret security and spy forces. However, the Russians rejected the new peace offer as just a manipulation to win time and get gas and oil resources. They say the Soros Foundation and the Rothschilds are funding activities in Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Kazakhstan to repeat the Ukraine scenario. You know, the Soros Foundation has got, you know, mercenaries in all those countries surrounding Russia to cause more problems and warfare. The FSB also notes that the U.S. has already signed off on funding the Ukraine Nazis' weapons and military bases until 2025 to prepare for a new round of war with Russia. That's why they got them surrounded in all these other countries with these mercenaries causing problems along all those borders with Russia. The Russians suggested it was in their best interest to wait until after winter before negotiating, saying peace will start from ending when they end the Federal Reserve Board and the current financial system, as well as forming a new multipolar world order with equality for all countries. Not a unipolar world. This is a multipolar world. That's what we all want, folks. You know, where every country has their own independence. You know, we don't want a one world government, do we? No, we don't. And, you know, like for many years in the past, if Russia gets a bit uncomfortable and a bit squeaky and winter's coming, they just, well, you know, we'll just wait till the spring. And, you know, just like when Napoleon invaded, you know, they just did their best during the summer, but then when winter came, he just said, well, let them come on, and they'd keep retreating north, same way that Hitler did. And, of course, who can deal with the Russian winter in Russia but only the Russians? So right now they're doing the same thing. They're saying, hey, let them come on. Winter's coming, so we'll just kick back and enjoy our, you know, our caviar, and just let them invade if they want to invade now that winter's coming. The Pope also repeated the offer to China of control of ASEAN, Japan, and the Korean Peninsula, Australia, and New Zealand to sweeten the pot, offering Taiwan as well. Just think about that. They really do have control of those countries all these years. People are just starting to wake up to that, okay? So in this last-ditch effort, the Pope offered to China, you know, control of the ASEAN, Japan, Korean Peninsula, Australia, New Zealand, just to sweeten that pot, and offered Taiwan as well, according to Asian secret society sources. All the Khazarian mafia wanted in exchange was a continued funding for their United States of America corporation beyond September 30th, so they can continue to bankrupt us, kill us with the jab, and continue to disrupt us from within, so we'll destroy ourselves. That's what they want to do. They just want more money to do that. And they offered China, you know, Japan, Korea, Australia, New Zealand, you know, as well as Taiwan, just to get a little more money past September 30th so they can take us down and disrupt our elections and control the outcome with election fraud and so forth. Well, the end of September is getting close, and that's why they're scrambling. Vatican's payment deadline for the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and other families that owe the U.S. Inc., United Nations, the World Bank, and IMF, the U.S. Inc., British Crown, and Vatican laundering of slush funds to the cabal corporations of State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock would stop after September if they can't pay. So guess what? State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock are actually calling the shots, because the Aryan Mafia's got to pay them off just to make sure they can keep going and take down the United States and keep the United Nations and World Bank going. Oh yeah, I've talked about that in other shows. The Chinese, of course, know the people behind the Pope are just trying to buy time so they could continue attempts to stay in power by killing 90% of the world's population. This is why Xi Jinping refused to meet the Pope. They have also have a very justified fear the Khazarian Mafia will just use the meeting to kill Xi, just like they killed North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Queen Elizabeth, Queen Lizzie, Her Majesty. So they used the directed energy weapon to kill both of them. If people don't cooperate, folks, with the Khazari Mafia, they'll just take you out. That's the way they do business. You won't live another day. Now let us look at MI6. And let's just see, you know, why MI6 says the Queen was murdered. Well, the head of MI6, which is, you know, the British Secret Service, like MI5, Her Majesty's Secret Service. Anyway, MI6 notes her death came just a few days after his private secretary was murdered. The head of MI6 private secretary was murdered. Someone very close to the Queen at the time reported to us Her Majesty was perfectly well apart from old age problems. The murder of the Queen came just after the alliance installed Liz Truss as a prime minister instead of the Khazarian Mafia World Economic Forum designated puppet Rishi Sunak, he noted. See, they put Liz Truss as prime minister instead of the Khazarian Mafia pick, you know, from the World Economic Forum, this puppet Rishi Sunak, so they didn't put him to be prime minister. They put Liz Truss to be prime minister. That was against Khazarian Mafia desires. So the Queen did not die by way of natural causes, he said. I know this because she had told me beforehand, he added. So the Queen saw the writing on the wall. The Khazarian Mafia leadership is a bunch of creeps who now have every MI6 and SAS officer around the world down their backs on a shoot to kill on my orders, promises of the head of British intelligence. Now that they found out the Queen's been murdered, they got this Khazarian Mafia leadership, the bunch of creeps, they got them in their sights. They got a bullseye on every one of their heads and on their backs. So now MI6 is out for blood. This is why MI6 opened a back channel with Russia last week. We know everything about the Khazarian Mafia and the Khazarian Mafia Russo genocide. of near 5 million, you know, because the Aryan Mafia has killed over 5 million Russians. It's more like 50 million. The mass graves are many. The Khazarian Mafia is the root cause of all world terrorism, MI6 notes. We are not alone, he said. I have had numerous covert contacts in the last few days, he added. This is why the British agree with the following statement put out by the Chinese Foreign Ministry. And they said China is ready to work together with Russia to promote the development of international order in a more just and reasonable direction. Russia's Putin reflected similar sentiments when he said attempts to create a unipolar world, you know, one world government, have recently taken an absolutely ugly shape as they are absolutely unacceptable to an overwhelming number of states on the planet. So both Russia's MI6 and Chinese are hoping for and pitching and fighting for a unipolar world, a multi-government world, not a one-world government. This is all good news for us, folks. The Russian official TASS news agency also announced Russia and China were joining the UK in repudiating the fake COVID pandemic by noting when Putin chatted with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, they did not resort to anti-COVID restrictions. They spoke at close distance without masks. The Chinese further signaled to the world that they know they were under 5G electromagnetic attack and are responding by destroying the infrastructure involved. And we have seen several facilities destroyed, including massive cell phone towers and facilities being burned down. They're catching on, folks. You know, 5G brings on the COVID in your body, especially after you have the vaccine. I've covered that on other shows. The real perspective about what is happening in China with the military takeover is, yes, the pattern taking shape in what not only what is happening in China, but the EU and the United States are showing the same patterns of disruption. I want you to hear Dr. Johnny very clearly. China, United States, and the EU are going down in the old system as we know it. The big question is someone trying to overthrow the U.S., the EU, and Communist China all at the same time? You bet your booties. That's what's happening. There is certainly evidence that the rulers of all three regions all work for the same people. In Dr. Johnny's words, they're crooks, okay? Just like Joe Biden, just like the EU. Anyway, just like the people in China, and that they're all going through a turmoil, just like our country, just like the EU. This is proven by the coordinated vaccine and lockdown response to a fake pandemic. The moves made by the Communist Chinese government to create social credit scores and constantly monitor the population in great detail also for sure fits in with the World Economic Forum plans. The EU and the fake U.S. administration of Joe Biden tried to do the same, but ran into stronger resistance. I'm telling you right now, thanks God to some of the black people, because they know the jab was poison. They were refusing a lot of that. And a lot of people were catching on and just say, hey, I don't need the vaccine. My grandfather never got the vaccine. I don't care. I'm not getting it. So, yeah, the EU and the fake U.S. administration of Joe Biden tried the same thing and tried to push this jab on everybody but ran into stronger resistance than they did in China. Now the EU, China, and the U.S. are facing simultaneous economic crisis being aggravated by stimulus and historically unprecedented droughts. This is all by design, folks. And right now we have a new hurricane brewing in the Caribbean, getting ready to strike Florida to create fear for the coming election. In addition to the economic crisis, the leaders of the old regime are facing social unrest triggered by the totalitarian pandemic response. Looking at the situation in China first to understand why the upcoming battle for that country is so important to the planet, the visit by U.S. Speaker Nancy Pelosi a month or so ago to Taiwan was intended to provoke some sort of regime change in China. What is important here is the news about the involvement of her son. You know, it's not just Joe Biden's Hunter Biden doing all the stuff in China. We got Paul Pelosi Jr. is not only a major investor in Borg's, a player in the Chinese Internet of Things and 5G sector, but Paul Pelosi also has worked as a consultant for the firm, rewarded for his services with 700,000 shares in the firm, in which time his holdings have exceeded by the only one making more money than him is the CEO of the company, this Pat Sik Young Chang, this 53-year-old who not publicly discloses his stake before accompanying his mother, you know, on the taxpayer funding trip to Taiwan. So the big reason for a trip was to get Paul Pelosi over there to do his business with China. So we got the deep state and their kids all involved on taking us down. The important part about this is that it's a 5G company that Paul Pelosi has a major stake in and major say. You will recall that the original outbreak of the so-called COVID-19, the Certificate of Vaccination ID 2019 in Wuhan, China, came immediately after the city activated 10,000 5G transmission towers. That's a fact. The simultaneous arrival of COVID in many other countries defied the speed of light and was thus not possibly spread by a germ, but was activated by 5G towers. So instantly around the world when 5G towers came on, all of a sudden, boom, the COVID. Oh, gosh, we got this pandemic, this plandemic, this scamdemic. Actual germs need to be transmitted by people carrying in airplanes and cannot travel faster than the speed of light. However, the original start of the pandemic, the plandemic, did fit exactly with the rollout, of 5G and other centers where COVID broke out, like Italy and London and different places. There's a lot more evidence showing this. I won't go into all that right now, including the fact there is no outbreak in the suburbs of Wuhan where no 5G towers had been set up. If it was a germ, then people going home to the suburbs of Wuhan would have spread it there, but the places in Wuhan that did not have 5G towers never got COVID. Oh my, isn't that interesting? The fact the Chinese Communist Party failed to mention 5G as the cause of the initial outbreak means high-level involvement of the CCP. Furthermore, the widespread use of bribery to promote the fraudulent PCR tests around the country and around the world is further proof that the corruption of the CCP is ongoing and deep. This PCR testing of fish in China shows how ridiculous the scam has become. Officials are just using an excuse to make high profits on PCR by testing whatever. Asian secret societies have been informed about this and are responding with major purge across China. This is why so many people dropped out of buildings in Shanghai during their recent lockdown. The intensive parallel crackdowns in Europe and North America using COVID as an excuse show the three regions now being hit by drought were all working according to the same playbook. Europe, North America, and China. P3 Mason sources say the real plan behind the fake pandemic and subsequent crackdown was to provoke enough popular anger in all three regions to overthrow their existing governments. This process is now well underway. You know, a lot of people want to just go over and just take over Washington. A lot of people in China, you know, they've already put tanks on the street. A lot of people are protesting about that. There's more protests in China than anywhere else in the world, but you'll never hear about it in the mainstream media. There's protests in every country around Western Europe, but you don't hear much about that from the Western mainstream media. Here is what a CIA Asian expert had to say about China. He said, there's an interesting detail in a recent statement about China by the Russian Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov. He said Russia makes it clear they only recognize the People's Republic of China as a legitimate government representative of China. This seems to be the similar narrative being pushed by former CIA Mike Pompeo and Senator Chuck Grassley under other U.S. power brokers, because you see, the People's Republic of China, that's not the CCP, okay? That's not communist, all right? Many governments are now realizing that the issue is the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, not the People's Republic of China. The alliance is making it clear there is a distinction between the two. Trump, Xi, and Putin have been working together to rid the world of the Qasari Mafia, Deep State, the Cabal, the Illuminati, and their CCP counterparts. Interesting enough, in New York, Chinese entrepreneur Xing Quang-ong had one message he wanted to tell the world. Tai Ding, Tai Diang. Tai Dong. It's a Chinese phrase that means quit the party. So the CCP is going down. And that's ongoing right now. The words were emblazed on a yellow flag Chen held up at a parade in Washington July 21st to draw attention to the Chinese communist regime myriad of human rights abuses. Chen is now one of 400 million Chinese people who have renounced their ties to the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and its affiliate organizations. They see the writing on the wall, folks. And more people are coming to the White Hat Alliance side. In a sign of just how corrupt the CCP is, only about 40% of the country's research funding is actually spent on science and technology research and development, and 60% was spent on meetings and business trips, according to Chinese state media Xinhua. sin of finance, a sort of massive corruption, has few political consequences as long as the overall economy is doing well. However, the collapse of the real estate market in China is severe, where the Chinese people keep over 70% of their savings, has made the Chinese people intolerant of such waste. They're not paying rent anymore. You know, when you got over 2 billion Chinese, you know, not paying rent, I mean, over, you know, 200 million Chinese or 300 million Chinese not paying any rent, and there's too many of them to enforce it. The fact that the CCP was also carried out, the Khazari Mafia agenda of turning the country into a totalitarian slave camp, did not help. History shows the Chinese people will put up with a lot, but when things reach a boiling point, they simultaneously revolt and remove entire regimes. That's what's happening right now. The word has gotten out, and they can't put the cat back in the bag. What people need to realize, though, is that the Taiwan-China situation affects the whole world. Kuomintang, Chinese government in China, was one of the victims of World War II. As such, it was given control over Japan. This means Japan is still secretly ruled by Taiwan. So any deal to reunify China involves Japan and the Korean Peninsula. This means reunifying Korean Peninsula and ending the post-war occupation of Japan are part of the agenda to reunify China. Changes of this sort in the region would doom the rules-led world order, the one world order, by cutting off their most precious money supply. This is why the crackdown on the Unification Church, the Moonies, in Japan was so significant. Oh yeah, now they're cracking down on the Moonies. You've heard of the Moonies. The Moonies were set up by the Chinese Imperial Military Intelligence to carry on their international activities after the defeat of Japan during World War II. They work with the Khazari Mafia branch of the CIA to control Japan. The Moonies were a big part of spreading the message, and they used mind control to bring people in. They had a big thing back in the 70s and early 80s of pulling people to become a Moonie and worship their god, their moon god. This means the ongoing purge of the Moonies from the Japanese political world is really aimed at the Japanese intelligence. That's where the corruption is coming from. Another country set up by the Japanese intelligence after the end of World War II is North Korea. The Chinese always viewed North Korea as a secret U.S. military colony. They're exactly right. It really is that way. That is no longer the case, as North Korean government was officially joined by the Planetary Liberation Forces thanks to Donald Trump. This has been reflected in the recent news developments, such as President Vladimir Putin telling North Korean leader Kim Jong-un the two countries will expand comprehensive and constructive bilateral relations with common efforts, according to Paigang Yang state media, the North Korean media. Also, both China and Russia are now vetoing U.S. demands for sanctions against North Korea at the U.N. Security Council. So, it's all happening, but most people don't really see the forest for the trees. But hopefully, in this show, The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, I'm going to clear up some of these misconceptions and these lies that we're being exposed to, like an avalanche, like a tsunami. the recent stories about North Korean missiles and North Korean nuclear weapons are all fake propaganda because North Korea is no longer helping U.S. arms dealers sell weapons to Japan and South Korea by creating missile incidents. Donald Rumsfeld, the former U.S. Defense Secretary, told us once the U.S. supplied North Korea with both nuclear and missile technology, the idea was to use North Korea as a boogeyman to help sell more arms to Japan. It's just to increase the arms business. You know, Donald Rumsfeld's the perfect rhino. Anybody who's good for the Defense Department is going to be, you know, good for the cabal, because they're one and the same. There's also a possibility of some sort of Ukrainian-style war may be needed to usher in a new age in the region, according to the Asian Secret Society sources, the Red Dragons. For example, although not much was said in the media about Zhou Kowai visiting Xi Jinping in Beijing in July, it was very important and very interesting. The MI6 sources say the real reason for the meeting was that the private agreement was made between Zhou Kowai and Xi Jinping if any hostilities occurred between China and Taiwan or any other Southeast Asian country like Indonesia, would remain neutral and not interfere. They would not interfere. This includes any disputes in the South China Sea over which country owns and controls what islands or sea areas or whatever. In the meantime, off the record, Xi promised to invest $80 to $100 billion for new projects in Indonesia over the next 3 years. And of course, this was all off the record and under the table. Well, in the media, we don't hear much about all this, but the visit reported that the Indonesian leader, Jokowi, was one of only a few leaders allowed to visit Xi Jinping recently. They discussed a five-year action plan. They also announced Indonesia and China would also cooperate with finance of the Belt and Road Initiative and the Global Maritime Fulcrum. This means the most powerful member of the ASEAN has bolted from the G7 agenda. So Indonesia's come aboard with the alliance. It's not only the loss of a major ally in the region for the rules-based One World Order, the cabal, the group supporting the fake Biden administration. It's even bigger shock was announcement that India, China, and Russia would all be carrying out joint military exercises inside Russia along with a slew of other countries. India was long touted as a counterbalance to China, but now it is sided with Shanghai Cooperation Group against the rules-based cabal One World Order people. Russian President Avatar Vladimir Putin summarized the views of most countries in the world with the following recent statement. He said, Western globalist elites who provoke chaos, fanning long-standing new conflicts, and pursuing so-called containment policy, which in fact amounts to subversive of any alternative or sovereign and peaceful development options. Their hegemony means stagnation for the rest of the world and for the entire civilization. It means the obscurnation and cancellation of culture and non-liberal totalitarianism. To divert the attention of their own citizens from pressing social economic problems, such as the plummeting living standards, unemployment, poverty, and deindustrialization. They don't want us to get back to work, folks. They want to destroy us from within. The fact that a Chinese government spokesman is publicly blaming the U.S. for 9/11 and a host of other crimes is also a sign that they are preparing for some sort of military move, which they already had when they placed Xi under house arrest Thursday. The people in control, the UN, your European Union, the fake administration, fake Biden administration, the CCP, are clearly getting nervous. They got tanks on the street putting Xi under house arrest. They're getting worried because they want to make sure they have some incident, because all they can do now is cause a world war. And during all that chaos, while the dust settles, they'll take more control. It's easier when everything's in chaos. That is why the United Nations has declared war on dangerous conspiracy theories and warned that the George Soros and the Rothschilds and the State of Israel must not be linked to any alleged conspiracy theories. Oh, the UN's under attack because of criminal activities it was involved in, especially via the Swiss-based World Harm Organization, as we know, WHO, the World Health Organization, the U.S. Secret Space Force, and many inside Western intelligence agencies say the UN and the European Union, the CCP, and the fake Biden administration will all be taken down soon, with their leadership being guilty of fomenting fake pandemic use as a pretext. That's just the beginning of the crimes. Certainly a flood of news is now appearing in corporate propaganda as well as citizens-based media about the damage caused by the vaccines and the fake pandemic. See, you know, they can't hide it anymore when people are dropping like flies, folks. Millions are dying from this COVID jab. Because if you don't have the COVID, you get the jab, you probably will get the COVID after that, and it just gets worse from then on. So if you don't become a master survivor, you will not survive if you've gotten that jab. I advise everybody to become a master survivor. If you don't know what that means, then go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program, and start with number one and get that hair tissue mineral analysis so I can get your chemistry and get you back on track eating the right food and stay free of disease and get rid of that graphene oxide and other crap in your body that you picked up from all the poisons they're putting in our foods. So get smart and become a master survivor. We're also getting information from CIA and MI6 and other sources that action that will be taken soon against the Khazarian Mafia. But we've been asked, you know, I'm telling you folks, Dr. Johnny is involved right now in a life-changing, earth-changing, ominous, momentous event. I can't say too much, but what is clear and what I can say is the economic crisis in the EU and what's happening in the United States has reached a point where governments as well as the people are starting to all catch on and see the writing on the walls, because some of these people in the government, they're just doing what they're told, you know. They just got their 9-to-5 job. They're like, wait, if all this gets destroyed, I'm not going to have a job. Hello? Oh, yeah. They're not stupid. Although, if you get the jab, I think you're stupid. But that's I digress. In the U.S., meanwhile, we're hearing that neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump will be in charge when the replacement for both U.S. and Canadian regimes is announced, according to MI6. However, Dr. Johnny has a different spin on things. That's what MI6 says. Well, they can keep saying that. But like I said, Dr. Johnny's involved in an earth-shaking, earth-changing, global event. I'm working with the military. I'm working with the Pleiadians. I'm working with this new world that we're coming into that's going to be so much better. And a lot of people call me up, what's going on, Johnny? Tell us what's going on. All I can do is tell them, just go to my show every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 o'clock Central Standard Time on freedomslips.com, and I will catch you up on the latest. That's the best I can do because I'm getting training, okay? So many of my patients know what that means. All right? So, China and Russia displayed the power of their allegiance in the alliance last week at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Uzbekistan, where Xi issued a declaration of war against the Khazari Mafia by saying we should prevent external forces from instigating a color revolution. Well, that's why they placed him under house arrest, folks. Instead, he promoted mutual trust, mutual benefit, equality, consolation, and respect for diversity of civilizations and pursuit of common development. Well, you know, Khazari Mafia don't want that. That's another reason why he's placed on house arrest. Countries allied with or signaling alliance with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization now include India, China, Russia, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Iran, Belarus, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, Maldives, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Myanmar, Afghanistan, Belarus, Mongolia, Cambodia, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and Mongolia. The fact that Turkey, the nation with the largest NATO army after the United States, has joined this alliance spells military doom for NATO. This is all music to Dr. Johnny's ears. This is just also a sign that there's a huge alliance behind it. China is preparing for a move to take over Taiwan. On Sunday, Taiwan was hit by a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. The earthquake was almost certainly artificial because it took place at a depth of 10 kilometers, and its epicenter was a huge air base at Haling County in the eastern coast of Taiwan. The U.S. military is in no position to resist because it is so short of funds that active duty soldiers need food stamps in order to feed themselves and their families. Also, since the Shanghai Cooperation Organization membership includes most of the world's major oil exporting nations, this means they're ongoing cutoff of oil to the European Union and the U.S. will cause a complete economic disaster and havoc. This is all by design. It's all a good thing because we don't want to supply the mercenaries to keep that war going and start World War III against Russia. Indonesia, another major oil-producing nation, is also likely to join the anti-Khazari Mafia alliance soon, and they have. Indonesian intelligence sources said a civil war is raging within the military and the police forces. Indonesia white hats have discovered gambling syndicates, prostitution, trafficking of underage children, drugs, and tons of money. Especially appointed outside investors have already tracked several hundred million dollars in offshore banks located in Singapore and Hong Kong. They're going down. Indonesia has already joined the alliance. This will most likely bring down the Indonesian government at the end of October. It's already happened. Japan has also secretly joined the alliance. The fact that Russia is still supplying them with gas and oil shows the Japanese have already reached a secret deal. Russia is helping them move into that space. Go Russia, go Japan. Way to go, Indonesia. Senior members of the Japanese underworld met with with the representative of this alliance last week and said the alliance had to been reached, an agreement had been reached between all major Japanese Nikoyo, you know, the proper name referred to widely derogatory word Yakuza, which is really kind of a nasty word, but, you know, for the underworld in Japan. So Nikoyo is the proper way to say Yakuza. So you don't want to say Yakuza. That's like the F word in Japan. That's a dirty word. But basically it means the underworld of Japan. They form an alliance. So they got the underworld on their side. This means groups that have been subcontracted by the Khazarian Mafia and the Cabal to supply underage children and murder politicians will now have to be chosen between surrender or death. So already the Khazarian Mafia has lost a lot of their pull because the Yakuza is now helping the Japanese government. The Nikoyo Alliance promises to take back control of all Japanese-listed companies from the Khazarian Mafia and their other allies. Polish intelligence sources also contracted with them last week to announce that they had declared war on the Khazarian Mafia. And Polish leaders note, the world is ruled by four corporations, BlackRock, State Street Corporation, Vanguard Group, and the FMR, owned by several families, including the Rockefellers, Rothschild, Onassis, Kennedy, and Disney, and Bundy, Bush, and Collins. And I'll get more into the dirty details after these messages.
We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B. right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Still out there?
You going back in?
There's still men out there.
God.
When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm Dr. Johnny, your host. And I want you to know, folks, that the world is ruled by four corporations. That's all the Khazarian Mafia and the Cabal has left. BlackRock, State Street Corporation, Vanguard Group, and FMR. They're owned by Rockefellers and Rothschilds and Bushes and Disney and so forth. These corporations have built their fortune on trafficking in human beings, arms, kids, drugs, prostitution, global terrorism, organs, and false flag operations. This is all they got left. It's a big part. You know, these are all the Fortune 500 corporations, and, you know, they're all part of the three or four major groups. They are represented on supervisory boards of the International Monetary Fund, all the central banks, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve System. They also own oil, food, pharmaceutical, chemical, and technological giants. They said the Polish military was poised to take over the Khazarian Mafia subsidiary, Altria Holdings, which manages the Polish economy, politics, political parties, politicians, courts, and businesses, Polish intelligence sources noted. Russia knows it's leading an exit from the matrix. Poland's doing a fantastic job getting the Khazaria Mafia out of their country, and they're leaving a corrupt financial system, media, and internet behind. They're exposing the New World Order, the European Union, the USA, NATO, United Nations, CERN, WHO, CIA, and Mossad is all one big pit of snakes full of darkness joined together by an evil elite pyramid. It will soon be completely destroyed, said the Polish intelligence advisor. The Roman Catholic Church hierarchy is also about to take decisive action, since most archbishops are aware Pope Francis is an agent working for Mammon, you know, the Satan god. Archbishop Carlo Vigano says in short term the church will have to deal with the disasters caused by Bergoglio, Pope Francis, and his little circle of corrupt associates, he said. So even the cardinals are getting, you know, they know the writing's on the wall. They're not going to follow orders. They know at the top they're worshiping Satan, and they don't like it. They said the Polish military is poised to take over the Khazaria Mafia subsidiary, Australia Holdings. So this is really happening, and they know they're exiting this matrix. So, of course, the Khazaria Mafia, as usual, isn't planning to go quietly into the night despite the growing opposition. The buzz going around the internet and intelligence agencies is that some sort of massive 9/11 or Fukushima type event is being planned, you know, for this weekend. I don't think it's happened so far. This is Sunday, September 25th. But whatever they do, though, they're not going to be able to murder or terrorize themselves out of the hole that they've dug for themselves. Not this time. The big question, though, is on long plan, are they going to pull this UFO event? You know, will it take place? You know, this fake alien invasion? Well, let me just kind of put it all together, folks. I was just trying to cover what was going on in China because that was huge, and Ukraine and Russia, because it's affecting all of us. Like all alternative media, you know, I'm optimistic about our future. I've always been optimistic. Like I said, I'm working with a earth-changing global event. I see the other side. I'm working with the new world, and we're going to have a wonderful world. But there's a lot of leftovers that have to fall before we can bring in that new world, because they'll destroy what good we set up before we can even get it set up. So they have to go first. Right now, it's a very intense period for over the next 3 or 4 months, during which I expect to see breakout of more crypto, and, you know, they're going to push the COVID again. Even if they can't push the COVID, they're going to push the lockdown. They're going to push the climate change. You know, they'll push anything. They'll make it up. I believe they're revving up, pumping them, and dumping them as the central banks lose the ability to keep them down. And we'll also see a 75% inflation of the dollar, because the dollar is losing its hold. We'll see what happens in the midterm elections. There may be a push for a $10 a gallon diesel, which would clobber prices and destroy our economy. You know, we'll see. However, things could change reasonably rapidly depending on how things go. Election-wise, the globalists will try to cheat their way into power with the elections, because it's a matter of life and death for them, but it will all eventually fail because they don't have the required numbers to support them. People are jumping ship. They don't want to be a part of their disastrous game anymore. The CCP thinks that they can control a population if they move 20% Han Chinese that work for the CCP into that area. They can control the other 80% of the population. And this sort of works in China, kinda, but it doesn't work anywhere else. China is still over a quarter of a million riots every year that require police intervention. You're not hearing about that on the media. They're running concentration camps, killing racial groups. Here in the United States, they're attempting to use that 20 to 80% rule, but it's not racial, it's ideological. And the ideological part doesn't hold the same sway as it does, as they hoped it do. It doesn't trigger the xenophobia the way that racial differences do in the United States. In humans, I'm telling you, I was shopping today at the food store, and you know, there's black people in there. We're all making jokes and having a good time. There's old people in there. You could, and there's, you know, old white people. There's Hispanic people. There's young Hispanics, young blacks. You know, given the freedom, people want peace. They want to get along. And many Americans on a day-in and day-out basis are realizing that. Hey, just leave us alone. We'll get along just fine. Quit disrupting us with this jab and this pandemic and this racial divide and all this trash you're putting out on the media. We get along just fine. It was a wonderful thing. We're all cracking jokes and staying stuff in line. We're having to, you know, I was, you know, the line was building in the line. I said, look, you know, the reason why you have to wait in line here is so while you're waiting, you're going to buy more food. It's all part of the game. They said, yeah, I know what you mean. It is. You will buy more. I said, you start looking around. He said, well, I need that. Hey, I already got two more things just waiting and talking to you. I want to get through that line so I don't keep buying stuff. And we're laughing, having a good time. And here we are, just, you know, a mixed group of people just having a good time. It's a beautiful thing. And that's exactly what we have in America. Don't let those lefties tell you that we're divided. We're not. And so that 20% is just not working out for them, and a lot of people are leaving that, and because their lives are becoming much more difficult, and as a result, World Economic Forum actions, and with the collapse of the central banks, as we go forward, this World Economic Forum cabal are losing everything. The right wing is rising in Europe, and elections are going to the cabal's enemies, which is basically anybody that promotes common sense and sound money. Hello, you know, cooperation and helping one another. See, the cabal doesn't want that, but we got that. In everyday America, we got that. So realistically, about 30 to 40% of the people are now aware of the World Economic Forum with a very negative impression, and that their collapse is certain at this stage, and they're just scrambling now. We will survive. This is the good thing, big takeaway. I was helping some of these older people with their, hell, I'll be 70 next year, so it's not like, you know, I'm saying they're older, but to me, you know, I'm still going to help them. Now their push is to control everything. We'll be fueled by the rise of populism, that their push to control everything is actually causing that rise. So everyone believes in helping one another. That's more popular than all their negative hate drama that they're trying to push and their fear drama. Let's just help one another. Hey, it's a wonderful thing. And it's going to be fun. I like the fight. But this is going to be a particular fun fight because the enemy is so deserving, and because they're so stupid and arrogant, it's going to be, in a sense, a good fight because an entrenched, powerful enemy that nevertheless has had such a huge weakness that they're not even aware of. They're not even aware of all of a sudden giving their own to their own devices, people are just going to get along anyway. We're not going to have a civil war. So all these world economic people and, you know, and the, you know, this total control of the planet that they want, we've been colonized by the central banking system. This is one of the ways they use, because every country is saddled with a central bank parasite sucking all the blood out of them. That's why all this populace is in an uproar. You know, you look at places like Argentina now, it's back up to this 100% inflation like it was during the 70s, which means your money buys half as much each year than it does than it did before. So the impetus is to spend it rapidly, but they got 75% interest rates, which won't succeed in what they're attempting to do, but it will throttle back business to absolutely nothing. But, you know, on the street, the mom and pop and the people getting along, we will fare. We don't all have to go to Walmart for every single thing. And that's one of the deep state goals, is to totally shut you down. You know, because if you're only going to Walmart and all of a sudden Walmart doesn't have anything, then you go, oh, what am I going to do? You know, and their goal is to kill off as many people as they can in the process. This is the goal of the whole pandemic. This is the goal of the shots. This is the goal, according to reputable scientists. You can't find an RNA or near spike protein in all the shots for any of these manufacturers. So it's a guessing game of who's getting the kill shot and who's not. So if that's factual, it's born out of a batch or after batch. I know number one is really a flu shot. Number two is kind of, you know, the original vaccine. But number three is the kill shot. So the only way you can find that out is on the barcode of the batch of the box, where, you know, a whole bunch of them, 144 of them, come in a box. You can look on that barcode, but the nurses know, some of the doctors know, they've all been paid off to give the young people the flu shot and the old people the kill shot, so they don't want people figuring out what they're doing, and for them, the baby boomers are the biggest threat. So they're trying to eliminate them as fast as possible because they've seen the communism. They've seen World War II. They know that all we got to do is stick together and help each other and we'll survive. They don't want that. We're getting a great number of deaths out there, and I blame every day on the World Economic Forum. A lot of these people are tourists from Seattle and Tacoma and so on, so they could all be shot up and boosted and so on, and but they're dying. Just like in all the major cities, this is all plotted by the cabal, the World Economic Forum, and it's playing out right now. It will play through time and retribution for the evil acts which have been engaged in, they've been engaged in for the last 59 years or more around the planet. But really, it stems back to the impetus to create central banks. That's where it all started. So we've been fighting this battle for centuries. Now the globalists are in a position where the World Economic Forum is being called out as the criminal gang by the people with lots and lots of normie followers, like, you know, many of our other spokesmen out there that are getting the word out. And, you know, they're saying, you know, it gives you something to point at. Again, it's just another boogeyman. It's always a lone gunman, always a boogeyman, always, oh, it's all, now they're going to, you watch, they're going to blame the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. Well, yeah, they had a big part of that, absolutely. But they weren't the ones that started that. They were just given orders to carry out the original plan that was planned for 50 or 100 years before. So, in their view, control of the planet also includes control of all the resources which they claim they own and is part of their religion. The Elohim, which is the collective term, one of the ones that, you know, the 12 tribes of the Jews and the rule over the where the Jewish books come from, including the Quran and the Mishnah and the Talmud, come from. But, you know, the ones that worship Satan, that's the Khazarian Mafia, they infiltrated and corrupted many of these organizations. And if you look into all this a little deeper, humanity as a whole has been isolated by this group to be and controlled. And they want you to blame the Jews. They want you to blame this group or that group or this group. But it's all been planned. So anyway, the World Economic Forum inherits the extreme Khazarian Mafia viewpoint. And they are the inheritors of the earth. That's what they believe. You know, their god, Mammon, that they worship, he's a transgender with muscles and hooves for feet and horns. And that's who they worship. They got this idea that everything on the earth is theirs, including you. And you're just like cattle to them. They want to make everything a big animal farm. And that's why they call you Goy, which means beast. And that's why they want to harvest you as they choose. We have a binary system, so the World Economic Forum people are very binary thinkers in spite of the fact they have non-gender, non-binary people. In the Talmud, by the way, there's six genders between breeding female and breeding male for a total of eight genders, so there's a spread in the Talmud. That's where the idea of multiple genders come from. And if you look at all the reptilians, you know, reptiles like snakes and alligators, they don't really have a gender. So either, they can all of them born can have eggs. So in spite of the fact these people favor the idea of multiple genders, the reason of which Elohim known to have multiple genders, so the Jews are trying to emulate them, and writing about them is sort of a description of the beings we're dealing with. That's why the Khazarian Mafia is promoting all this. And so it goes on, even on into every organization that we are a part of, and they make up much of the cabal and the very binary, and it reflects in everything they do. So the CIA has this same, all calculated into it, and they tell us by reading all these CIA manuals, they produce them. You can see them on Amazon. You can buy them right on Amazon. And the World Economic Forum has this binary view of things that's reflected in all that they do and all they promote. So they promoted Rowling, you know, the Harry Potter writer. You know, she wrote Harry Potter about wizards and witches, and Harry Potter was kind of the hero. And because it was about witches and wizards, and these people are very much into magic, not science, not religion, not God, they're into magic, all black magic. So they promote a scientist. If they promote a scientist, they give us Fauci, who is much more a magician and a lying bastard, who really is no science, he's just a liar. But in any event, they promote this binary view of things, they favor magic, you know. That's why, you know, they have witches and wizards. That's why Putin's response is to crank out all kinds of children's books about scientists using science to overcome musicians and wizards and warlocks. It's true. Ha! Putin's got Russian authors writing children's books about scientists using science to overcome magicians, wizards, and warlocks. He's framing it for future generations, And the Khazarian Mafia hate it. They hate Putin. They hate Russia. So he's fighting, you know, his fight. He's framing it for the next generations, and they're going into this fight with the cabal. Now there's a problem in the binary thinking of it, and deludes them constantly and continuously, and has affected them for centuries. And part of the problem is the fact that these people produce a Dunning-Kruger effect as part of their religion. They think in groupthink. They think in groupthink. They don't think individual. They think in groupthink. Think, you know, that's why they have all these, you know, think tanks. That's where they make all their decisions, like the Bilderberger Group. It's all these think tanks. And they have people whose job within the group is to belittle or tear down or destroy other people's thinking that is against their agenda. And they think that this is cleansing part of the process that prevents them from making mistakes. But you know the globalists are constantly making mistakes. They make mistakes all the time, and you know, you see it and hear it. But I'm telling you, just imagine, look at Klaus Schwab in his Dr. Evil suit. Imagine thinking that he was thinking that was a good idea when you're attempting to take over the planet and you have a Dr. Evil suit made and then walk around and get photographed everywhere where everybody thinks of him as Dr. Evil. I mean, automatically. You know, and imagine it's a good idea when you're trying to take over the planet to have one of your chief scientists, a madman who thinks humans can live forever, that consciousness is somehow involved in the brain and is seated in the brain and can be put in a machine whose understanding of biology is so messed up that, you know, he thinks there are different genders. These people are sick. And worse than that, they're evil. So imagine thinking of that is a good idea and understanding where you are in these World Economic Forum people. They cannot see it as a good idea. That is because their religion, they think, is superior, and they think they have extra DNA. It's a little dangle to keep all their people on board with their agenda. And that's what I think, and that's what I call it. They keep them on the take with their adrenochrome, and, oh, you'll get the superior DNA and live forever. If you want to live in Mars, you know, whatever, you know. You know, that they have that third strand, and that's all a bunch of malarkey. Just like the flat Earth thing was a DARPA mind control psyop experiment just to see how many people would fall for that BS. And many people did. Not Dr. Johnny. And, you know, with that little extra bit of DNA, they're one of these very, very, very small part of the Khazarian Mafia. They hope, you know, all the rest of them that they've working for them, that they will dupe even more. But the dupes and the stooges, they're also damaging goods because the Illuminati and the larger Khazarian Mafia crowd that encapsulates them practice inbreeding. So they're constantly getting stupider. I mean, it makes Caligula look like a schoolboy. You know, Caligula, the pedophile Roman satanic emperor that had all these inbreeding practices and homosexual practices, and very outspoken in public in Roman, all Rome knew it. But then we have King Charles the pedophile. He came up with the idea, supposedly the label, the Great Reset. Well, I bet you they shopped it to all their people before they decided that would they would announce it to the world, and indeed it came up as his idea. And just the way it works, within weeks, they use King Charles' slogan, Great Reset. So then Klaus Schwab Dr. Evil from the World Economic Forum started talking about the Great Reset. So we have people out there that are believing this and are following this, but Klaus Schwab has no authority. No one elected him. The whole World Economic Forum was created. It wasn't elected or culturally appropriate group. It's just a criminal gang that's elevated itself because of money and influence to non-governmental organizational status, is now attempting with the central bank cabal as one of its weapons to take over the planet, and they're in the final phase. This is the end of all this. That's what they hope. They know their pandemic didn't work, but they can't stop. They got to keep going. So what they got to do is they got to roll out this idea that you got to be locked down for your own good until they come up with a green energy plan because of, you know, climate control. You got to be locked down. You watch. They won't do it without a promise, just like 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Well, it'd be 2 years to get electric airplanes and blah, blah, blah. But lithium is extremely inefficient. It won't work for airplanes. The cabal are so stupid and so arrogant, they're about to try to institute a global climate lockdown. But too many people see through their games and now are onto them. And I think they'll actually and eventually be brought to justice. Basically, we're seeing the collapse of the EU, China, and the United States as we speak. This has to happen before a better world can emerge. And in the meantime, half American society are so confused and bewildered and feel like hope is just another pipe dream. And they even given up on hope. Some of them are too scared to see the truth. And they know that their health is becoming more and more important, probably the most important than anything else, when they see their neighbors and family dropping like flies from taking that jab because they did what the doctor told them to do. Well, right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. With Big Pharma losing its credibility, more and more people are looking for remedies and solutions, using food as their medicine and medicine as their food. If you become a Master Survivor doctor, the world will beat a path to your door because you will be starting as an apprentice and you will be on the forefront of the future of healthcare. The wisdom of the Master Survivor Program is its simplicity and modest price range. There are only two parts to this profound protocol, which the initial cost is less than $600. The first part is the most important step to remove the toxins from the cells in your body. In order to remove toxins in a safe way, you must get the exact foods for your body to heal. It all starts with getting the right foods to eat. To get the right foods, the only way that can be found is by using your hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, using your own hair, to identify your exact biochemistry, and that will show which foods to eat and which foods to avoid. With the proper diet in the HTMA report, the cells will get their minerals balanced and become stronger and start dumping toxins like heavy metals and glyphosate. This is the first step. Once balanced, the cells are so good at repair that they clean out everything in all the systems of your body. This is all well coordinated by the second step that provides an improved communication network that's not human at all. It comes from the genetic expression of the virus, bacteria, fungal organisms, and different plant organisms in a balanced microbiome. These specific signals from the messenger RNA and genetic expression are made by the flora in the microbiome. But if your microbiome is not balanced and you have gastrointestinal issues, no problem. All you need is number 2, number one being the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number two in the Master Survivor Program is the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit, or TGR, under products in the microbiome laboratories. After 4 months on the Total Gut Restoration Kit, your digestive tract is strong, your GERD, IBS, and allergies go away. Then you can start eating foods that you're once allergic to that your body vitally needs. Because some foods you may have been allergic to, but your body really needs them. But you get your microbiome balanced with the Total Gut Restoration Kit, you can start eating the foods that you're once allergic to. It's a wonderful thing. So after the initial period of 6 months, getting the diet and supplement schedule of the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, your body responds and becomes stronger, and you will feel much better because your cells will reformulate and you have more energy with the balance of minerals in every cell of your body. After only 4 months, 4 to 6 months, with the Total Gut Restoration Kit, you get the microbiome in balance and in order, and then you can start eating any of the foods that you need without having an allergic reaction. So with our laboratory analysis, the HTMA, we show in the test before and after what we're doing to prove that it's working. It's all based on science, folks, based on your chemistry. It will show where the levels of toxins are and in the time they will be safely removed. Most doctors don't want to use this HTMA because they can't make money when people are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to be healthy. The best way to do that is to start the Master Survivor Program and get your cells and your gut and your microbiome all balanced. The diet and supplement schedule, the HTMA, will get the foods in your cells that are needed to balance out the minerals in your cells. And with the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit, you can get the microbiome balance and eliminate all your digestive issues. Remember, the microbiome is over half your immunity response. And when you finish the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit, you will get the highest immunity response, and you won't get the COVID. You won't get sick. My patients don't get sick. The lab only sells and works directly with doctors, but you can register as my patient to get the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit, the TGR. You can register as my patient on the website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program, and number one, you can read up on the HTMA and do the HTMA, and number two is the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit, and the blue tab says Register Now. So then you can create a login ID and a password, and you become my patient, and then you can order directly from the lab using your credit card. I work with 5 world-class laboratories, folks. I'm bringing you 2 right off the bat here to help you get on top of your game and get your mind and your body under your control. We have the human double-blind studies where we have proven it over and over again. And with the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Program, the gut will usually work efficiently in 3, 4, or 5 months with a continuous introduction of proper sporebiotics from our lab for maintenance and keep your microbiome in harmony. Our studies are showing most leaky gut heals in 60 to 90 days using the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit, or the GRK Total Gut Restoration Kit. And afterwards, you can eat gluten and other foods, again, that you were once allergic to because you have repaired the mucosal layer and restored the shikimic pathway. Most, if not all, allergic reactions disappear and many times will clear up, brain function returns. To get the HTMA and the Total Gut Restoration Kit, the 3Rs, just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program, and you'll see those two choices listed right there. Number one is HTMA, and number two is a total gut restoration kit. And this is, number one is how to get the HTMA, and number two is how to get the total gut restoration kit. All students of the Master Survivor program participate in the full Master Survivor program during their learning track. And you can order any of them with your credit card, either under the Master Survivor University or the Master Survivor program. Together, we provide the dietary roadmap and the training that is the basics of what I've found over 40 years of work in the labs to teach the student and help my patients. And I'm working that I work with in my practice. I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to eliminate toxic metals and chemicals from the body, to heal up the mucosal layer and bring back the shikimic pathway, to cure once and for all the leaky gut problems and restore the mineral balance in all your cells. There are no other conventional or natural ways to effectively accomplish this, nor can anyone prove it with before and after laboratory analysis and explain where you've been and where you're going and biochemically using the laboratory test. Dr. Johnny's the only one. But maybe you would like to have a future helping others to be a master survivor as well. Maybe you would like to have a new career and attend the Master Survivor University and become a Master Survivor Health Professional. In this way, you as a Master Survivor doctor, you could well be so much more effective in helping your patients in the same way as Dr. Johnny, and they'll never be sick again. This is just the basics of step one and step two to complete the HTMA and the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. And you, by becoming a Master Survivor doctor, can help others become a Master Survivor too, and they don't have to get sick again. Because with the total gut restoration kit and the HTMA, that Master Survivor program, the body's immune response is so strong from cleaning away the layers of poisonous obstacles from our toxic past that's been holding us back. The immunity strength is in high gear using the HTMA, and the microbiome is restored with the total gut restoration kit. The body will eliminate each and every one of those unneeded and harmful leftovers lodged throughout our body that came in from decades of wrong eating. Once the toxic wastes are eliminated and the balance of minerals are now in our cells with a restored GI tract that is functioning fully, then all the systems in our body are at the optimum level. This is synergy. And soon we have total wellness in our body and our mind. With synergy, our body will make sure it eliminates all the imbalances and keep the body strong enough to dump toxins faster than they're coming in. Therefore, we monitor your biochemistry every 6 months. We make sure you get the right foods and also show many of the ancient Greek methods of therapy and of food preparation when needed in order to keep the microbiome strong and to provide the correct ratio of minerals in your cells. Then the body and the cells do all the work. All my patients are in control of their body, their mind, and their health. Hippocrates said, true life is homeostasis. When you live this life of homeostasis or balance, you never get sick again. I'm upholding Hippocrates' work. I'm upholding his promise of good health to everybody. His legacy lives on with Dr. Johnny and the Master Survivor University. If you're one of my patients and one of my students, you're going to have some real surprises coming real soon. I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible. You have no idea what's in. I'm dealing with an earth-changing, life-changing, cosmic event. You have no idea. By being a student and a patient, you are in the forefront of this new life. You will get the new life before anybody else. Being a master survivor, you are the lucky ones. And if this is what you want, if you want to be a master survivor and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and then click on the Master Survivor program and scroll down and read the information, number one, about the HTMA, and number two, about the 3 Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit. And also look at the Master Survivor University and look at number three, which is the premium consultation. That's where I work with the patient for 2 years, one-on-one with Dr. Johnny. I give them the tools that they need to get over any constraint that they're facing. And if I want everyone to be in control of their body, their mind, and their health, remember, the whole point is survival. So be a master survivor. The whole point is never give up your free will. The whole point is to remember, you have the power right in your hands to do anything you want. Don't ever let anyone take that away. While the world is going mad and being poisoned to death, it's time for you to take command of your life and get your mind and your body under your control. It's time for you to become a master survivor today. I've been going down helping my patients get stem cells. I travel to other countries to help them, you know, mainly my premium consultation patients, Master Survivor Program premium consultation patients. And many people are interested in the stem cells, but you have to be my patient. I have to know your chemistry to see what's right for you. And if you're one of my patients and you're interested in getting the stem cells, I've taken my patients down to Costa Rica, Mexico, and helped them get the mesenchymal stem cells, which act as a fountain of youth. This way, everybody has a chance to become a master survivor. Past being an Octavian, even to be a centurion, and have an enjoyable quality of life. My patients are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, folks. I got one getting real close to being a centurion. I'm saying, hang in there, you can do it. Oh, they're so excited. His wife is just a couple years younger. But they're doing everything they want to do. And they've been with me for over 30 years. And that's all they do is the Master Survivor Program. I have taken them, you know, to get other therapies in other countries, but I don't talk about other people's business. But if you are interested in getting mesenchymal stem cells, then go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the consultation tab, the blue consultation tab you see, or the contact button, you know. Anyway, you just fill out the form and say, hey, I'm interested in MSCs. If you're my patient, I can set you up and take you down. But if you're not my patient, first thing you got to do is become a Master Survivor patient and do number one and number two. It's less than $600. I encourage everyone to become a Master Survivor. The Master Survivor program is about $600. And that covers both one and two, both the hair tissue mineral analysis and the total gut restoration kit. Is for total wellness. I provide the roadmap, and it's cheaper than any other practitioner to accomplish what we accomplish with that Master Survivor program. If you do the full Master Survivor program, you'll never get sick again. Why? Because doing the Master Survivor program, all 70 trillion of your cells in the body have a higher electrical output. This higher electrical output of each cell is what keeps us strong and healthy and maintains our robust immunity response so we never get sick again. For example, cancer cells have a very low electrical frequency. You know, in cancer tumors, those cells put out about 15 to 20 millivolts compared to healthy cells that put out about 70 to 90 millivolts. When my patients are following the full Master Survivor program, you know, in the instance of cancer patients, I take them on my, you know, premium consultation, and I make sure they get their cells in the higher voltage. And when those cells' voltage goes up, the tumors just disappear. We accomplish this with the right food in your body based on your unique chemistry that's only found and validated with the main part of the Master Survivor Program, which is the laboratory hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. This report provides the best dietary roadmap to follow in order to maintain a mineral balance and maximum wellness. For this reason, the Master Survivor Program is the most unique and effective natural health regimen found anywhere in the world. Once you get your cell voltage higher by getting your minerals balanced, you will never get sick again. With all my patients, I want to help them get their mind and their body under their control. Over a period of time, they learn what to do and what works. Thus, self-reliance develops, and you will maintain a sound mind and healthy body. This is the most important goal of the Master Survivor Program, this self-reliance. Because then, you know, you don't have to have Dr. Johnny. You know what to do because you're a master survivor. The result is the patient will always excel in their healing efforts. However, the deeper secrets of natural health, like keeping your cellular voltage high, improving your RNA messenger, replenishing your mesenchymal stem cells in the body to reverse the aging process, how this can all work harmoniously together in your body to achieve robust youth, health and vigor, all that is all not taught anywhere in the world, but is available in the comprehensive program and is only found in the Master Survivor University. And when the patient pursues the Master Survivor Premium Consultation, you want to be in that's where you're in 2 years contact with Dr. Johnny, whatever you need. If you're a student in the Master Survivor Program, you have your study track, and you will excel there. And if you're doing the work and I sign off on your work, then you have learned and we go to the next step. And it's a step-by-step process. That's what it takes to be a Master Survivor health professional. And if you want to be a practitioner and learn the most advanced natural healing modality found on the planet to provide for your patients, friends, and family in your practice, then look no further than the Master Survivor University and just go to themastersurvivor.com and choose the Master Survivor University and scroll down. You'll see the apprentice. And once you pay for the apprentice on the tab there, I will send you your first track and coursework and your orientation email, and you'll learn the greater secrets that are so important, because what is different today as compared to 30 years ago is all the toxic exposure from the chemicals in the air, food, and water, as well as electronic pollution that nearly all people experience on a daily basis. Because of this, many of us are always living in a sense and state of stress and fear, and our modern age promotes stress as the norm. However, in reality, it is the root of all disease. Stress and fear is the root of all disease. It does not have to be this way, folks. Don't fall into their traps. Don't fall into their disease paradigm. don't fall into their fear of hopelessness. There is hope. Become a master survivor. If we could cut back our electromagnetic exposure, we can do better, but that's hard to eliminate. So it's best to get your chemistry right first. Then you won't have those long-range effects from electromagnetic exposure if you happen to be in that kind of area. Many people do not make the connection between electromagnetic waves from their modern devices that are actually bringing on more stress. The stress is making them age faster and develop many forms of dementia. Because of this, I am trying to get some of my patients and family members to quit using the microwave oven and to stay away from the cell phone as much as possible. You know, use speakerphone, I mean, at the minimum, and keep it at a distance and speak at a distance. Don't hold it up to your head. My God. Some of my family members know microwaves are dangerous, just like people in the hospital, but they keep heating their food and drink with the microwaves. Many of them say, well, I'll just nuke it and get it warm. That's quick. Yes, and on top of all that, they keep having health problems. Hello? How does that help anyone? Can anyone learn? God, you can't fix stupid, folks. I'm sorry. I can only do so much. It's just stupidity. When you know something's bad for you and you keep doing it anyway, that is stupidity. But just know that the microwave oven will be their doom, and they'll never have their mind under their control if they keep using it. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out. I'll be back next Sunday with another thrilling episode of The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. Hang in there and become a master survivor.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday.